With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. I'm Maria Boynton. Governor Kemp opened his latest COVID-19 update with a statement about a 25-year-old black man who was brutally murdered on February 23rd in Brunswick, Georgia. It all later played out in a leaked video.
I want to take some time to address the ongoing investigation involving Ahmaud Arbery's death in Glynn County. Earlier this week, I watched a video depicting Mr. Arbery's last moments alive. I can tell you it's absolutely horrific. And Georgians deserve answers. I have full confidence in Vic Reynolds and the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. I know that they will be working around the clock to thoroughly and independently investigate Mr. Arbery's death to find the truth. In these moments, I would ask that you continue to pray for his loved ones, the local community, as well as our state.
Deborah Watts, co-founder of the Emmett Till Legacy Foundation, compared what happened to Ahmaud Arbery to the murder that started the civil rights movement 65 years before, the murder of her 14-year-old cousin, Emmett Till.
The public display of lynching with an armed mob and the terroristic attack and murder and lynching of Ahmaud is despicable, it's shameful, it saddens me, and it really breaks my heart. Ahmaud did not deserve to be hunted down by a mob or a posse and killed in that manner for no reason. It was in cold blood, in broad daylight. This is reminiscent of the injustice that our families have experience with Emmett Till's murder taking place 65 years ago, and we are still trying to seek justice. It is appalling that these men were not arrested right away. It is a delay of justice, and I'm hoping now with the public demand and the public display of outrage, just as this happened 65 years ago, that something will happen, that justice will prevail for this deserving family. And unfortunately, this family is joining the ranks of other mothers and other families who have experienced this for hundreds. There's hundreds of families out there and who have experienced it for years, and with our family in particular for 65 years. And that's why we fight so hard for the Victims of Racially Motivated Murder Act that will empower those families to seek justice right away and to receive the right kind of counseling and support that they need to move forward beyond the injustice. This is a painful thing for generations to come. It's sad that Travis and Gregory McMichael have not been arrested. It's sad that William Roddy Bryan has not been arrested as well. And we just hope and pray that this family receives justice. And we are behind them 100%. And anything that we can do to help support their demand for justice, we'd like to do and be of support to them.
What we gleaned from reports and interviews after the shooting that claimed the life of Ahmaud Arbery was that two white men, a former police officer, and his son were his alleged killers. Two district attorneys chose not to arrest them, instead recused themselves because of relationships with the McMichaels. It was on April 28th that the Georgia NAACP issued an action alert. We spoke with Vice President Attorney Gerald Griggs, who called it worse than the Trayvon Martin case.
And it's been brought to our attention that there's an issue down in Brunswick, in South Georgia, with a young man who was pursuing his football career, was an avid runner, and he was killed last February by two citizens trying to make a citizen's arrest. And his family has elevated the call for justice. And so the Georgia NAACP has gotten involved, and they're trying to put pressure on the DA down in Liberty County, Tom Durden, to look into this case and to appropriately charge. We're also calling on an independent investigation by the GBI to make sure we know what happened in this case. It seems as though the facts are still developing, but from what we know, Mr. Aubrey was out for a jog. The individuals who accosted him were following him, believing that he was some sort of burglary suspect, and then there was a struggle and he was killed. And so we want to get to the bottom of this. Members of the Georgia NAACP are joining with the local NAACP down in Brunswick, the Brunswick chapter, and the president down there said that there is some tension with the case going before the third DA. It has caused many to raise questions. Will this be another national case where our legal system fails to be a system of justice for all? We are calling on all Georgians to elevate the call for justice for Mr. Aubrey and get to the bottom of what's happening in Brunswick. So we've spoken to his lawyers. We've spoken to the chapter president, the branch president down there, and we will continue to advise what's happening. But right now, we stand with Mr. Aubrey, and we want justice for him and his family.
As Ahmaud Arbery's family continued the call for justice, organizations such as the Southern Poverty Law Center demanded a federal investigation in the death of Aubrey. Joining me now is Christopher Bruce, political director of the ACLU in Georgia. So please tell me, Mr. Bruce, why has the ACLU gotten involved in the Ahmaud Arbery death case?
Because the justice system has once again failed the black community. Over 2 months have passed since a man was gunned down in the street while jogging, and no charges have been brought. This is unacceptable, and the ACLU of Georgia echoes the sentiments of everyone that demands justice in this case.
What concerns you most about this case?
That black life is, again, not valued or respected. That a young black man at the age of 25 was taken away from us, and no one is there to answer for the crime. That we have seen cases like this in the past where black people were shot and killed, and no one was brought to justice. That's what concerns me.
My guest is Christopher Bruce, political director of the ACLU in Georgia, and we're talking about the Brunswick, Georgia death of 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery. What action do you want taken in this case, Mr. Bruce?
I, like the family, like the community, and like every good American, demands justice. Charges need to be filed against these men, and they need to answer in a court of law. We have been down this road before with grand juries, and it has not brought justice. The district attorney not only has the power to indict these individuals without a grand jury hearing, but also the responsibility. He needs to indict these individuals, and they need to answer in a court of law.
What should the public be concerned about in this case, sir?
The public should be concerned that the justice system has failed communities of color again. That we have learned nothing in the 8 years after the Trayvon Martin case or the hundreds of other cases when black men were killed. The public should be concerned that this can happen again if these individuals are not brought to justice.
Been talking to Christopher Bruce, political director of the ACLU of Georgia. The Georgia NAACP had called for a protest outside the Glenn County Courthouse in Brunswick on Friday morning. The director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, Vic Reynolds, called for patience as his office had gotten involved the evening prior.
As you're probably aware, late yesterday evening, Governor Kemp issued a statement indicating that the GBI was willing to make all of our resources available to assist the local authorities in this investigation. I then reached out to District Attorney Tom Durden, who is the special prosecutor assigned to this case by the Attorney General's office. I offered our assistance in this matter. Mr. Durden and I were able to connect and speak about 9:30 last night, and he quickly accepted our offer and asked us to become involved in the case. Some of you may not realize, but the GBI can only become involved in a matter when asked by the local authorities. After Mr. Durden's request last night, I advised him that we would hit the ground running this morning. We've now assigned this case to three of our experienced supervisory level agents. They come from two separate regions and a specialized unit which is located in the third region. We've also decided that this case will be ran from headquarters, that will bring to bear every resource and all the experience this agency has in resolving this matter. You know, our goal in every investigation is to seek the truth, and that's exactly what we intend on doing in this matter. I realize that emotions are running high in this community, and they're running high throughout this state, and the last thing anyone wants to do is extend us any patience. But I also realize that this investigation must be done correctly, and therefore I must ask for a little of your patience. I'm confident that we'll do justice in this matter, but I'm just as confident we're going to do it the right way. Usually the right road isn't the quickest or the fastest way, but it's the right way, and that's the road we intend on taking. The governor of this state wants justice done in this case, as does the GBI, and I'm confident that we'll deliver that.
36 hours after the agency got involved in the case on Thursday, May 7th, arrest warrants were issued. Then the announcement that the two white men, father and son Gregory and Travis McMichael, had been arrested.
Talking to Arbery family attorney Chris Stewart now, you are a lawyer from Atlanta. You take on some big cases. First and foremost, your reaction to the arrest this evening?
My first reaction to the arrest being made, I actually started tearing up and actually cried. I haven't cried in years, and I've handled, you know, as most people know, some of the most controversial cases that have been around, and I cried because we finally got step one. You know, there's three steps to justice. Step one is the arrest. Step two is a guilty verdict, and step three is a long sentence. And it's just sad that, you know, African Americans have to fight so hard just to get to step one. And this took a lot of work.
What did you think when you first heard of the case?
I just thought it was a fight that went wrong. You know, I thought it was a fight in the streets from the information that we had that ended tragically, which happens every day multiple times. It wasn't until later that I learned further information. And Lee Merritt brought me into the case here in Georgia. And once we looked into it and saw that this man had been hunted, I was not going to stop until they were behind bars. People know the cases that I've handled, politicians and other people know that I handle cases with dignity and respect, and that if I'm involved, it's serious, and this was serious.
Again, my guest is Atlanta attorney Chris Stewart, who takes on cases countrywide, some major cases too, and we're talking about arrests this evening in the death of Ahmaud Arbery, two men, a father and son. What is the next step here, Attorney Stewart?
What's the next step? Make sure that they are found guilty of murder and aggravated assault, and make sure that the third person is also charged for hunting this young man. I mean, the third person needs to be arrested. The person that filmed it was involved.
Well, of course, reports indicate that two prosecutors recused themselves from the case. One of those prosecutors seemingly tried to assassinate Ahmaud's character. What could be the recourse for those previous prosecutors?
The prosecutor definitely tried to assassinate Ahmaud's character. It's so blatant that it's insane. District Attorney Barnhill, who got the case after the first district attorney recused herself, gave us the blueprint of what happens to people all the time, where if nobody's looking and you have a corrupt DA, they will say whatever they want to say to justify this person being killed, and no one looks twice. So he tried to cover it up from what it appears. Or maybe he truly believes what he wrote in that report, which is ridiculous. But we'll be looking into him in this situation.
Attorney Chris Stewart, what is this case about?
It's deep. You know, I think that's why it's gone national and it's so emotional for people, is this isn't a police officer shooting somebody or doing something. This is your neighbor, your coworker, a person you know or you've worked with, being so driven by fear or hate or whatever it is, a black man jogging by, and he associated that with crime, that they were willing to kill. And that could happen to anybody. That could happen to a white person jogging in a black neighborhood, especially with the gentrification going on so heavy in Atlanta. You know, if a white person is jogging in a black neighborhood, you know, we cannot let our system go back to the wild, wild west. And I won't let that happen, black or white. We can't fall into that trap of hate. And that's just how I operate. Hate isn't going to get anything. People talking about killing people or doing this or doing that, there's no recourse, positive recourse from any of that. You just got to keep fighting for justice.
Chris Stewart is with Stewart Trial Attorneys in Atlanta. The Georgia House Democratic Caucus had called for the immediate arrests of Greg and Travis McMichael after the video surfaced of what happened on the afternoon of February 23rd. Reacting to news of them being taken into custody, State Democratic Leader Bob Trammell told me.
So my reaction to the arrest is finally. It took 2 months. Something that should have happened in February and required the Georgia Bureau of Investigation to get involved to make it happen. But it's an important first step. It is the first step in the process, but an important first step. And so on today, what would have been Ahmaud Arbery's 26th birthday, the hope is that the arrest can get this case on track and get towards the wheels of justice moving for his family. But there are some deep, deep questions that remain with respect to why local law enforcement and the local district attorneys there passed on the case and did not make these arrests when Ahmaud Arbery was murdered in February.
Saying that a message had to be sent, the NAACP's Gerald Griggs still headed to Brunswick.
So we are on the bus headed down to Brunswick today, this morning, for the protest in front of the Glenn County Courthouse. And yesterday, we got news from the GBI that the two alleged shooters have now been arrested and charged with murder in the Ahmaud Arbery case. And, of course, that's just step one of justice. We are glad that law enforcement saw the videotape and went over the evidence again and issued arrest warrants and picked up the McMichael father and son. But that's just beginning of justice. And so we will be elevating our voices because it took way too long and it took way too much pressure for them to be arrested. So we're headed down this morning to the Glenn County Courthouse. We will be there at 10 a.m. The NAACP, the family, and many of the activists that have put the pressure on since February the 23rd. And we just want the community to know that when we rally and then we elevate our voices, we get change. We saw that last evening, and we will see that this morning. And we will continue to rally and protest and hold the McMichaels accountable. And then we will turn our attention to the district attorney, as well as the police chief who attempted to thwart justice for this family and for this young man. So they need to understand that in Georgia, we will not stand for any crimes that are precipitated about hate, precipitated about racism. And we, the Georgia NAACP, will stand up, will push back, and will hold those accountable, just like we did in the case of Anthony Hill, where we sent Robert Olson, a career police officer, to prison for 20 years. So we are demanding life sentences for the McMichael father and son, and we will continue to put pressure.
Yesterday evening, agents from the Georgia Bureau of Investigation effectuated an arrest on two individuals, Greg and Travis McMichaels, charging them with both felony murder and aggravated assault in regards to the killing of Ahmaud Arbery.
Friday morning, the GBI announced it was charging the McMichaels with felony murder and aggravated assault of Ahmaud Arbery. GBI Director Vic Reynolds providing details about the arrest and charges.
Those warrants were secured. They came back to their command center staff and began putting together a plan of operation to effectuate the arrest. At about 7:45, that was in fact done yesterday evening without any incident. No one was hurt.
He said that 64-year-old Greg McMichael and 34-year-old Travis McMichael were taken into custody and were booked in the Glenn County Jail. Reynolds also discussed whether any other individuals may be arrested.
We're continuing to look at all the evidence. They're continuing to do things that haven't been done yet, and we'll plan on doing that the rest of the time it takes before they make some decision or conclusion whether or not probable cause exists to arrest anyone else.
No bond was issued for the McMichaels.
Today was a great step forward in the long race toward justice.
James Woodall, president of the Georgia NAACP, said Friday,
Ahmaud Arbery's family is grateful for every single person who assembled today in celebration of the life and the legacy of their son, their brother, their cousin, their loved one. But we were also very clear that today was not simply a wake for Ahmaud, but it was also a wake-up call to America. And the wake-up call simply is for the entire world to see that we are not dying anymore. Too many black children, too many black women, too many black men continue to die at the hands of violence that is unnecessary and is criminal. And so with this case, we have put forth demands, one of which was answered on yesterday, being that the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery be arrested and charged with murder. But today we also highlighted two of the other demands that we have. The other demand, the first being that the two district attorneys that recused themselves, one being the Brunswick Judicial Circuit's district attorney, Jackie Johnson, that she resign immediately, and that George Barnhill also resign immediately. We received confirmed reports that within the 3-day time span of the district attorney of Brunswick's Judicial Circuit having the case in her office, she notified the Glenn County and the Brunswick Police Department to not arrest the murderers. They were attempting to commit or go after an arrest to charge them with murder. However, she informed them that they would not have to do so. We are also demanding that George Barnhill resign because he wrote in a statement in his recusal that the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery were justified in their actions. And so both of them are complicit in the death of Ahmaud, but they're also criminally negligent in their duties as the district attorney, and thus not only must resign but be disbarred and never allowed to practice law in the state again. If anything, they should also be criminally charged with a breach of duty and public trust and a breach of their oath of office, because they have a duty to uphold the laws of this land, and they simply refuse to do so. And so with that, we stood with the family. We demanded those two district attorneys resign, and we ask that the community stand with the family to continue to demand justice for this slain boy, this young man. And so the family is grateful for the outpouring of support, of love, and that they have also asked of the community to ensure that they were all registered to vote so that they could serve in a jury pool to convict this murderer and as well as elect a new district attorney. And so that was the message that was coming forth on today, and we were so grateful for everyone who has showed up. However, we still have a long way to go. I also want to take a note of personal privilege to recognize the work of the local Brunswick NAACP, who was there from day one, that they knew, even without the viewing of the video, that Ahmaud was murdered like a dog and killed in cold blood. And so we stand with our local branch, and we stand with the family, and we will continue to do so through a conviction and even post conviction as well.
Georgia NAACP President James Woodall said the turning point in the matter of the death of Ahmaud Arbery wasn't just the video, but it was the pressure from the family and communities in Brunswick.
That they did not give up, that they continued to fight, to sound the alarm. And when we were put into contact with them, we encouraged them to keep pushing, to keep praying, to keep fighting, because we would stand with them every step of the way. And so we've seen what happens when we stand together. We've seen what happens when we hold our elected officials accountable, and we will continue to do so as long as this case is before us.
According to Woodall, prior to her recusal, Glynn County DA Jackie Johnson blocked the arrest of the McMichaels. She decided, according to Woodall, that her loyalty to the McMichaels was more important than seeking justice. And for that, he says she breached her oath of office and must resign immediately. Now this reminder, everyone can be tested now for COVID-19 with or without symptoms. For information, check with your primary care physician at dph.georgia.gov or on the Augusta University app. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected. Happy Mother's Day, everybody, and especially to my mom. Thanks for listening, and stay connected, ATL. I'm Maria Boynton.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.